Welcome to the Order of Time. Today, I would like to talk to you about teachers. When we are young, we are children, and people teach us all kinds of stuff. Your parents teach you something, your brothers and sisters teach you something, and you also have to attend to school. You have to follow classes of teachers who are not your parents, who are not your brothers and sisters, but relative strangers, who tell you in detail more about how the world works. At a certain point, we graduate from school, and then we leave these teachers behind. We leave our parents behind, our brothers and sisters we leave behind. And, then we call ourselves adult. Yeah? We are internalized with these teachers. We have taken them from a more intuitive position. We have accepted them in our hearts, our parents, our brothers, the teachers in school, you keep them in your heart as a form of intuition. And they continue, their words continue within you, but you have them not outside anymore. They are teachers from within. They are part of your ideal self, which has all the answers. Your ideal self is your companion, depending on the relationships you developed with your teachers, with your parents, you have a mature vision of reality in which you are more or less grateful and in peace and in harmony with these teachers within, who have taught you how to use the language, how to confide in yourself, how to be of service and what to do. So this is a third type of teachers. So you have concerning the sober reality of life, the sober factual reality, the material reality, we have three teachers, your parents and your brothers and sisters, who initiate you into the truth of your life. There are the teachers in school who instructed you, who told you that there's more than just the simple things, who told you that there are big books full of more words and more laws and more realities and other cultures, and you got educated. And thirdly, there was this intuitive teacher, this spirit of truth that we can share within the culture, which we call sometimes the Holy Spirit. It is the teacher of intuition. The tuition is from the inside. So you have three sources of knowledge: your fellow man, the teacher in school, and the teacher from within. These are three different aspects of the phenomenon of teachers. Some people think, well, this is enough. I'm graduated. I don't want to be a schoolboy anymore. Nobody can tell me anything anymore. I'm an adult and I'm done. Three teachers is enough. My parents can't tell me anything anymore. My sisters, my older sisters and brothers cannot bully me anymore. And my teachers in school, I know what they wanted to say, and I remember that, and that is that, and I'm an adult. I don't need any education anymore. But that's not how it goes in life. This is what we would like too. But these teachers were teachers of facts. They taught you about the facts of life. They didn't tell you how to deal with these facts. They didn't They didn't educate you into anything else but a general concept of knowledge, general facts. And the choice is yours. You are an adult now, and now you have to choose in your life. And in that life, you discover that there is good and evil, that you can do good and even and evil yourself, independent of the knowledge of those facts. You learn by experience that there is a difference in that world, which is defined by the difference between ego and soul, between absolute and relative truth. So the first part, the first three teachers concerning the facts of life, they didn't tell you immediately that this would be also a fact of life, that you have to discriminate based on your own experience between true and false, between pure and impure, between sharing and appropriating, between violence and non-violence. Those things you learn in life. You learn later on when you take your own responsibility for your own life. You discover that these principles are pretty dominant, pretty prominent of importance in your life, more than you learned in school. As a child, you don't worry about these things, or truth or not truth. You believe in fairy tales just as well as in factual stories. Only later on you develop a kind of shame if you don't face the facts as they are. And the facts of life are more horrible than your fairy tales suggested, than your children's fantasies suggested. Now you really have to be careful not to suffer your own illusions or with illusions of others, because that brings great calamity, brings great misery, missing the point and ending up in conflict because we don't see things as they are. This reality is the reality of principles. We are not simply animals fighting, sleeping, mating, and procreating and feeding for our existence. We are human beings depending on truth, purity, sharing, non-violence, caring, loving our fellow men. We are human beings depending on these values, and this is more than you learned from the factual initiation and instruction from your parents and in school. Well, sometimes your parents also educate you in these principles, but in your life you have to find out the importance of that. As a child, you learn, okay, there's a Jesus, and you cannot lie and steal. But later on in life, you discover that this is a very fundamental truth, setting your life in of principle apart from this life of factual management. In school and from your parents, you learn to deal with life and to survive, to make your money and become an independent individual who has learned his lesson and has internalized these lessons in a kind of Holy Spirit, in a spirit we can share about truth from that intuition. But now you have arrived at something else, at a certain duality between ego and soul, and that your parents didn't tell you, that the outer ego might be a different person from the inner self. And this conflict, this adult conflict, is an analytical truth, is a spiritual truth, is a truth which you discover also talking to other people. And then you discover that there are different people in the world, progressive people, spiritual people, who initiate you into this type of truth. You are not alone in that realization of the fact that life might be a lie, that your cultural position is not naturally human, even though you thought you were human. You look human, but do you behave like a human being? Are you really that truthful? Are you capable of keeping that purity, that faithfulness that you expect from others and that others also expect from you? Can you keep to that? Can you be non-violent? Because missing your parents and your teachers in school, you have to take responsibility yourself. And before you know it, in your material concerns, you develop a passion which is very destructive, which destroys your inner peace and also your relationships with other people. How can you be a good human being in the first place? And this was not immediately taught in school. Yeah? You didn't learn that this kind of trouble was waiting for you later on in life. So you have these both type of teachers that talk about principles of truth, principles of faithfulness, of loyalty, of sharing, and of peace, of non-violence. You should be a vegetarian according some of these. You should be a lover of nature according these. Why should you do that? Your parents didn't tell you that. The teachers in school didn't tell you that. Okay, some parents did, but normally, normal standard civil parents teach you your adaptation in such society. That is their duty, and that is what they pass on to the next generation. How to live with that is what for you to find out. So there is a fourth type of teachers, and that is these spiritual companions, the spiritual comrades, who are also sometimes called New Age people or alternative progressive people or spiritual people. This is the fourth type. There's also a fifth type. This fourth type was just like your brothers and sisters, a kind of initiators. They initiated you. But just as you have teachers in school who instructed you, there are also philosophers, mystics, who gurus, who instruct you and who offer you a certain integrity of dealing with those principles. There's a head to this. There's an integrity to this principle of humanity. There's the guru. There's the mystic. There's the holy man who is an integrity to remind you of being human in the first place, and reminding you of a self which you only later on in life discovered as being different from what you are doing. At first, in your younger years, you are identified with the body. And why would there be a difference between an inner self or soul and an outer self or ego? Why would there be a difference? Well, these teachers tell you that. These are gurus. These are philosophers who devise you a certain association, a certain way of thinking about reality. This is the fifth type of teachers. On top of these teachers, there's also an integrity to these teachers, which is also, again, the more intuitive integrity of these teachers. That is the teacher we call Shiva, we call the prophet, we call Jesus. These are teachers of wisdom who are the teachers of the teachers of wisdom. This is the teacher from the inside. Christ carried his cross, and now he is the teacher from inside, the teacher of the Holy Spirit, but the personal integrity thereof. And at the same time, he's the one fighting all obstacles on the path of humanity. You have to be a human being. That's the way, the meaning of your life. And the prophet tells you how to defeat the enemy of ignorance, of darkness, of being not truthful with nature, of being violent relating to other living beings. These obstacles should be overcome. And this is the original inspirator of the monks, of the sages, of the mystics, of the philosophers, who all owe their integrity to this original teacher of wisdom. This teacher of wisdom is the second teacher of intuition. It is not only the Holy Spirit of the knowledge we share, free from ego. We share a certain truth, a Holy Spirit. No, this is the teacher of your humanity, of your spiritual integrity, of your basic discrimination between good and evil, between soul and ego. This integrity is the second teacher of intuition. This is what Christians call the Son. There's the Holy Ghost, the Son, the second teacher of intuition. So now we have six types of teachers. And there are even more teachers than these. Next to facts and principles, we are also concerned with integrities. To deal with these facts and principles, we arrive at the person, we become a person with Jesus and with the prophet, and they are teachers. They teach you something. They teach you to take responsibility as an integrity, to develop character, to develop content. And the next step we have to make is to face the fact that there are these all these different types of people. There are all these different types of personalities, of wisdom, of fact, of science, of philosophy. And you cannot any longer afford to discard them. Somehow you need to find the integrity of all these different people. We are a will culture. We cannot say, okay, this is my guru and I have no further concerns. No, this guru taught you to be a human being, to be a soul, but now you have to be part of a greater society. You are not to be a sectarian person. That's schoolboy stuff. You learn something from a teacher. Fine, that's not wrong. It's a teacher. You learn. But you have to be part of society. You have to accept that there are more schools, more teachers, more cultures. And to learn to know about this integrity is what you hear from me now, what you hear from other representatives of truth and wisdom, who are more in respect of the differences between persons. So we have these integral approaches in the world these days, and what I tell you is part of that. I call it a certain love of knowledge, philognosy. Some others call it holistic approaches, or Sarvadharma, or Baha'i, or Sufism, or other integrative approaches who develop a syncretic mind of translating the different integrities of culture towards each other. This is what we call philognosy. The ability to cope with all these different philosophies and persons and see their order, their integrity. So you have the fifth type of teacher, who is the philognostic, which is what I am. I tell you about this, the necessity of acknowledging all these different types of teachers and cultural integrities and persons. But I'm just initiating you. I'm just helping you on the way, reminding you that there's more than just a guru or a teacher in school. there's also not one tradition, but many traditions in the world, which each have their place in history, which each have their basic point, their contribution in society. If you want to be mature adults in touch with reality, we have to accept all these different sources of knowledge, all these different persons, and then we need a certain grip on this, a certain integrity. And this is the science of phylogenesy. We learn to know not just by ourselves, but by studying and patiently accepting all these different positions. So you won't find me in an anti-religious mood. You won't find me turned against enlightenment or subcultural sectarism. Nor am I against a straight scientific teaching and professors in university. I'm all in respect of these, and I need them all for the completeness of this integrity of knowledge, which is in fact the original integrity of the person that we look for as the third discipline after facts and principles. We have to arrive at the integrity of this all, at the person of this all. I myself am an example of such a person who helps you on the way, who is the seventh type of teacher, who initiates you like a brother does or like a co-believer does. But I acknowledge also an authority on top of me, not one, but many. If you ask me, who is your teacher? I say, okay, I acknowledge professors in university. I acknowledge my father and my mother. I acknowledge my my spiritual companions, my brothers, New Age people. I acknowledge spiritual philosophers. I do not have one teacher. I have many. And all I can tell you is that they all cohere in this order of phylogenesy. If we really love the knowledge, which is the meaning of the word phylogenesy, if we really love the knowledge, then we see each occupying his own place in history and in the present-day reality. Each makes his own contribution, just as essential as you have all stuff in the supermarket. Although you only take home one shopping bag full of stuff, there's thousands and thousands more products in that supermarket. You don't take them with you, but you appreciate the choice. So what I offer you is this choice, this supermarket of knowledge, of cultural respect. What I offer you is this integrity of cultural self-respect, of the human being in touch with his own principles, facts, and persons. I acknowledge above me, I'm just telling you, I'm just helping you on the way, like your brother did, like your father and mother did when you were young. There's on top of me also the teacher of instruction, who represents the tradition, the teacher of a certain tradition. There are several traditions, of course, but these are the priests, the teachers of example, the acharyas, they call them in India. The not necessarily monks, but the people living in monasteries who. Who do not follow their own spiritual way, like mystics do, but monks who are faithful to the tradition. Those who are in defense of the classical teaching of a tradition, they belong to the eighth type of teachers. They are the typical priests and representatives who instruct us in the classical way of dealing with all these different cultures. So we learn from acharyas, we learn from all kinds of leaders in the world, also philosophers like Shintoists or people in China teaching Confucianism and Taoism, all these schools of learning who are not individual realizations of mystics but established schools and traditions. These are, this, are the eighth type of teachers. They instruct us in the factual content of what the culture would be. And it's not just one such tradition. We can learn from all these traditions, from all these different officials representing this or that culture. So there's eight teachers. And on top of those teachers, there's the original integrity of the father, of Allah, of Krishna, of Yahweh. The original father beyond whom no other authority can be found. He is the original integrity, the original super soul, the original person who sent his son down to earth, who rules the factual reality with the Holy Spirit. That original integrity of the father covering all the others is the ninth teacher. The teacher that is Vishnu, the original inspirator of our intuition. So we have nine teachers. Teachers to of instruction, teachers to initiate us, and teachers to inspire us. The teachers of inspiration we find back in the books, in the holy books, where they are explained. And these three types of teachers are divided over three disciplines concerning facts, the person, and the principle. And this we have 3 times 3 is 9, and each has its own incline. And that is the essence of our phylogonazy. Not just one single form of teaching, but all of these teachers together. This is the love of knowledge that I defend at this side. And this is what I wanted to tell you today. I thank you for your attention.